Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Every time I go to California, I marvel at the lush green lawns, the gorgeous golf courses, vegetable crops, fruit trees, and they're all meticulously well-tended and growing green. But maybe not anymore. Governor Jerry Brown of California has mandated a 25% statewide reduction in water use. And after 4 years of severe drought, it's time to do something. Farmers' water has already been rationed. They're getting only 20% of the water they want. And even in wet years, they come up short receiving only 45% of what they need. The governor says that farmers have already been punished enough. 500,000 crop acres left out of production last year. Farmers have already had water diverted to protect fish in the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. Everyone doesn't agree with the governor, though. Adam Scow, the California director of Food and Water Watch, had this to say, and I quote, "Everybody is going to have to do their part. What about the guys using all the water, the farmers? Governor, you're not asking them to do their part. It's dishonest," end of quote. Well, haven't we had droughts before in California? Yes, of course, many. When Jerry Brown was governor before, back in the 70s, they had a drought, and he demanded a cut in the use of water then. Kevin Starr at the University of California recently said that, and I quote, "Mother Nature didn't intend for 40 million people to live in California," end of quote. When you have 40 million people and a limited supply of water, you can't keep watering the lawns and taking long showers, according to Governor Brown. Well, the fact is, the farmers are using 80% of the water. I don't think that the other citizens of that state are going to allow their beautiful lawns to turn ugly brown. Unfortunately, the urban citizens have the votes. We'll watch this thing play out. Maybe farmers could shift to crops that require less water. But unless we get a lot of rain in the next 2 years, your grocery basket may have fruits and vegetables from Mexico or South America. This dispute should remind us, all of us, how precious water is. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.